Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bob's Movie Club. I'm gonna watch a movie because it's Bob's Movie Club. We're gonna watch some movies.
This Thursday, 6 a.m., we're all watching Time After Time, Bob's Movie Club. Very exciting. This is the third one we're doing?
Fourth?
Is it?
We did.
Yeah. I think it is the fourth.
Hollywood.
Dirty Dancing.
Pacific Heights.
Yep. Fourth one. We should keep a running list. And we should start giving ratings. We could have a little, you know, thing where we do our recommendations via Bob's Movie Club.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. I'm putting it on you.
I'll handle it.
Okay.
Noted.
It is Bob's Movie Club.
But you got ideas.
You know me.
You know what you should
do. Can't shut this up. Yeah, you know what you should do. I'm not going to do it, but you should do
right.
it.
Right.
Keep a list of X and X.
Last chance for Lady Gaga. It's actually not. You have chances all day, but these are like last chance tickets. So right now, the word is pretty. P-R-E-T-T-Y. Pretty. Is this hour's code word? Text that to our contest line 20357. That enters you to win your last chance pair of tickets to Lady Gaga July 22nd at the Chase Center. The word is pretty. Our contest line is 20357. And you'll also be entered to win this really cool lady merch, Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog, all on vinyl. So smooth. Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capital Records, this hour's code word is a pretty. And all throughout the day today, all through Mason's show every hour, all through Jane's show every hour, on the fives, we have another code word for you and another chance to win tickets for Lady Gaga, you little monster. Happy Friday, everybody. Friday's the best day of the week. It's the most special day. All the other days wish they were Friday. And Saturday's pretty great, too. But Friday, it's like a party the whole day. Justin Bieber released a surprise album today. Surprise! You know that album I've been working on up there on the glacier? Well, it's done. And it's the billboards went up yesterday in Iceland and Los Angeles. Featuring a picture of Justin and the word swag, which is the album's title. He also posted a shot of a billboard with the album's track list on it. Some so-called, now listen, I have not heard this. What I have heard is that they're swearing on every single song. And so the powers that be here said, we are going to take a listen to that before. This is a surprise album and we're busy today. We're going to take a listen and we'll let you know if we're adding any of those songs.
Based on the stories you tell, he seems to be experiencing some life drama.
Yeah.
And I sure hope that produced some great art. You know, that often is...
Right. The thing that inspires you to get it out there.
Right.
Words
so let's
that people
hope.
Can
Fingers
relate
crossed.
To and dig their teeth into.
I've not heard anything from it, though.
No, nobody. Well, maybe we already have it on our on our iPhones?
I'm pretty sure we do.
If it's out, we have it.
I mean, you're toying with me now. You think you're funny, but you're...
But I didn't even look. I could have looked. I forgot all about that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I already have it. I don't have to do anything. Justin Bieber, his album is here, and it's called Swag. And let's see. Sources are saying that this is a genre shift for him. They don't really say that much about, like, what genre, but they are... Here's the quote. It's darker. More vulnerable and less polished. So it's his, like, emo phase, I guess. It's in no way depressing, though, they added.
Mm.
It's not depressing. Just darker and more vulnerable. This is his seventh album. Meanwhile, he just shelled out millions of bucks to settle up with Scooter Braun. They've had a pretty good... You know, he canceled a tour.
Yep.
A couple years back.
And he said that it was due to mental health problems.
Yep.
That he just couldn't do it. I remember that.
And he wound up borrowing a bunch of money because he had to pay back some of the guarantees that, you know, you get some money up front, I guess, so you can get nice outfits for the
tours. Tours are a big commitment.
Yeah, they are. And if you're not in a good place, that can be a real problem. And he wasn't, clearly. So Justin Bieber, it looks like they've settled their financial dispute. Scooter Braun was the guy who was his, like, I don't know, manager, agent?
Agent, something like that, yeah.
It's costing him a lot of money. In May, an independent audit conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers, which apparently, you know, they also handle all the Oscar votes. Like, those guys are the, if you want to audit somebody, they're the ones to talk to. They went through an independent audit, looked at everything and said, yeah, he owes you over $8.8 million. $8.8 million. However, there's more stuff here. He wound up, remember he sold his catalog?
Mm-hmm.
He did it because he was desperate for money. He got wound up with $200 million. But they're saying here, it's all started with his last minute cancellation of his tour. He accepted a $40 million advance from AEG, the company backing the tour. And when he backed out, the company said, you have to repay $26 million of the money that apparently they consider that to be a loan. Like, here's your advance and that'll come out of what you're earning on this tour and eventually will be settled up. Scooter Braun paid the $26 million. So to me, I'm like, okay, so he owes him $26 million. So clearly he paid him some of that back. But according to the terms of the settlement look, I don't know where TMZ gets their info. I don't know how accurate it is, but here's what TMZ is saying. Bieber was asked to pay back the $26 million owed to Braun, and Braun will also be repaid half of the $11 million that he alleged Bieber owed him for various unpaid commissions over the years. I guess I don't know how much that all comes out to. And I'm not even sure where that new $8 million from May fits into this whole thing, but they've settled this whole thing and Justin's going to choke up some money. And his wife did just get $1 billion.
Well, I think it just speaks to something that we don't always look at because we go, oh, I'm going to this concert tonight and it's going to be great fun. But often there is an entire workforce in motion behind that tour, whether it's the people building the sets and putting together the sound, yep, or the radio stations that have joined in concert with them
and
to
the
promote
who
the
staff
event,
the
all
venue,
the stuff.
Right?
Yes.
So many people
counting on that happening on the dates that you've scheduled it. So it is a,
and they've got another one coming through the next
right.
night. It's not like you can just push that one night.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So I'm
to cancel a massive tour like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. So it's not surprising that that hurt him financially. And he does say that that was why he wound up selling his catalog. $200 million, nothing to sneeze at. And I think
to shell that out though for, you know,
something you did. You canceled.
Yeah. Well,
you signed all the contracts and then
yep.
you canceled.
Yeah.
Well, that's a learning moment. What is he, 31 now? Seems like he's had a lot of those. I think he sold it. They're saying here he sold it in December. I actually thought it was earlier than that, but basically he said, I just got to sell it now. That's how broke he was. So there's that. He's got a new record out today called Swag. I'm sure he's hoping that will go really well. Let's bank up that bank account, get things piled up. And I'm going to do this story because I really did think to myself, that's going to look terrible. Ozzy Osbourne, who just did his big farewell concert, he teamed up with some chimpanzees to create 5 paintings to sell at auction to raise money for Save the Chimps. So this is actually it's a place in Florida, a sanctuary for hundreds of apes rescued from labs, roadside zoos, and wildlife traffickers. And so he painted the backgrounds and the chimps added the brush strokes in the middle. So he did the backgrounds there, and then all the blobs in the middle are the chimpanzees. He says, "I paint because it gives me peace of mind, but I don't sell my paintings. I've made an exception with these collaborations as it raises money for Save the Chimps." Man, my Aussie is so good.
It is good.
I can't really.
You know what's funny?
My best accent.
Is on the Osbourne show, one of my favorite things that you used to get to see was him sitting in the kitchen coloring. Mm-hmm. And I was always like,
that guy
laughing, but then I also love to color. So, but it's Ozzy coloring.
Well, I just enjoy to stay within the lines. I like to outline around all around the shape, and then I'd lightly fill in, try to make it look really even.
It's just Sharon! Right up there with him. He can't work the remote, or, right. You know, there's Sharon, and he's like, what was the quote?
Ozzy.
I am the prince of darkness. I can't have bubbles. Like all those little moments where you're like, oh God.
He's like, he's so great. By the way, if you're interested in bidding on one of these, I don't know where it's at now. When I read this story this morning, the average bid was like around $3,400.
Okay.
So, and it runs through the 17th. And I'm going to say something. These are cool. I actually think they're pretty neat looking.
Yeah.
Like, I think that chimpanzee who did that one, he drew a guy or maybe another chimp. Maybe that's another chimp.
You're making a contribution for a good cause and you have something that's famous. I mean, it's been around. Look at it.
Are those his,
those were his boobs.
Are you sure?
No.
Yeah.
Because they look like something else to me. Where's the rest of it?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Chimpanzees. It's all right out there. You don't really think about that. I mean, I try not
to. Why would you?
I don't know.
I mean, if we were naked, it would all be out there, too.
Yeah, but we are not naked. I just didn't really think about that. They are very, you know, they've got like they have some real human qualities. I guess I just didn't expect to see that go by on the scroll.
I don't even see it. I didn't see it.
I saw it. You know, put that whole article up so people can see what we're talking about. I don't want to say it. It's Friday. I don't want no trouble. I believe that's the motto of this show.
Sure is.
All right, Vincenzo.
Long time motto.
Forever.
For
Let's
a while
keep it
now.
Up, kids.
Right.
I don't want no trouble. What do you got?
Men's stock way up thanks to Hot Shot reporter who tells of man contributions and the household is at an all-time high.
Didn't we already do this story?
On the contrary, bear stock enters bear market.
Okay.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I really love that song.
I hope her and Liam get back together
someday.
They're
not getting back together.
Really loved him.
Well, I mean, some good songs came out of it.
The great loves of all time, it sounds like.
Until it wasn't.
But you know
that happens,
how that goes,
you know,
though.
When it's over, it's over. It's a thin line between love and hate.
I think the issue was he didn't really love her for herself, you know?
No, what?
You know,
this
I think
the first I'm hearing
be,
of that.
I think he wanted her to be a little smaller, a little quieter.
Oh.
Well, she was busy humping microphones on stage with Robin Thicke at the time. So
she's an icon. Icons must.
Yeah. Icons must iconify.
Right.
Yeah. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Good Vibes and Variety, and a full show podcast that you can check out whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
That button really hard?
It's really hard to find the cursor sometimes.
Oh, that wasn't a muscle or muscular thing.
I was just scribbling it around.
An aim thing. Got it. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your last chance Lady Gaga tickets today. Listen on the fives every hour until 6.05 p.m. Your next chance at 10.05, everyone.
Mason's got you.
Yep. Text the code word to our contest line, 20357, for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at the Chase Center, plus a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes the entire album catalog.
Incredible.
On vinyl.
So fun.
All the Lady Gaga albums.
You might be like, I'm going to have to go get a turntable now. I've got to do it.
Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. Or you can do what Sarah was suggesting. They make frames perfectly sized for records.
That is true. Yeah. Hang them like artwork.
Boom.
If you're a big fan. That'd be good, actually. That'd be really neat.
Hanging them up, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. If you're a little monster, it's a must-have win.
Sure.
How about a fast fact?
I love those. You know that. You don't have to ask me twice. Plus, it's Friday.
You still in her line? What are you doing?
Yeah. I couldn't believe how good she was.
Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are the same age.
Really?
They're both.
Both.
39 years old.
Oh, my God.
I guess in this case, the Olsen twins are an entity as one.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are one.
Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are the same age. 39 years old. Megan was born May 16th, 1986. The Olsen twins were born June 13th, 1986. We found out last week, Maddie used to have a countdown on when the Olsen twins would turn 18.
I did not. The show I worked on did.
I don't understand, though. Are they considered, like, is the reason for that countdown just because they're famous, or they're considered smoking hot? Like,
they were considered smoking
hot. They were considered hot, okay.
By the guys who had the countdown, not me. I would never do that.
Way to take accountability, Maddie.
The geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota named?
In North Dakota. Isn't it to be something about being the center of the Centerville?
Center.
Center.
Simply Center.
Did they know? Did they know when they named it?
They didn't.
Center.
The name is a total coincidence.
Huh.
The geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota named Center, and it's a coincidence.
I'm calling BS.
You can't. It's a fast fact. I learned many years ago, don't question the fast facts.
The official state.
Frustrating and infuriating at times. Right?
Okay.
She's choking you out.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She's going like that.
The official state vegetable of Oklahoma is?
Oklahoma, let's go.
The watermelon.
Onion. Oh, okay. It's not a vegetable.
The senator who proposed it says it comes from the cucumber family, so it should be classified as a vegetable, not a fruit. He's the smartest guy in America. He's letting you know it.
Okay,
I'm going to flex. The watermelon is in the cucumber family, and it's the state vegetable of Oklahoma. And the National Watermelon Promotion Board says it's both.
Both. I thought melons were their own class of thing.
That argument is just, I read that story and thought, God, this
seeds
guy's a
on the
total
inside,
pain in the ass.
It's a fruit.
Just got to make a point, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
George Thorogood's 8-minute version of One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer is actually two John Lee Hooker songs stitched together.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know all the John Lee Hooker songs, so I don't have a lot to say about that one.
Yeah, we were just using CDs. That'd be a good one to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For me, it was... like November Rain was a
November
good one.
Rain was a honey. Yeah. You put that on and you could go to the bathroom and get back and
yeah, just be fine.
Time to spare.
Mm-hmm.
This is before computers ran everything, and if a CD skipped, it was because there was a scratch on the CD. Yeah. We don't know why it does it now.
And just because you'd gone to the bathroom didn't mean it was going to stop skipping.
Tesla.
Yes.
Plans to expand its robo-taxi service in the San Francisco Bay Area in the next month or two.
Oh.
There'll be competition out there.
For Waymo.
For Waymo.
Waymo's-
Cruise used to be here, pulled off the road. There hasn't been competition. Now there is.
I finally saw one of those little sort of bus-looking Waymos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They look like little, I don't even know what they look like, little futuristic pop-up buses. They're very odd-looking. I couldn't get close enough to see what the seating arrangement was. Does it have a driver's area still? Have you seen one?
I have not seen if it has that, but I don't know why that would be there. They drive themselves.
Yeah. And somebody, if you press the emergency button, somebody drives it for you from wherever, whatever remote place they're at.
Next week, before we leave on vacation, I thought about this while I was on the road in the city at 5 whatever in the morning coming here to work. And yes. I thought, I saw a Waymo. I see them every morning. They're everywhere. It was by itself with no one in the car. If you... Oh.
The Waymo. See the Waymo ones, but not the beep one. The Waymo one. It's like on the second row down. Nope, that's... I don't think that's the one. It's the one with the W next to it. No, all same
the
row. Get right there.
Waymo.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. Oh yeah, that
both
is.
Of
that is
both of
you. You just suck at finding things. I mean, we're just there's only 6 pictures on the thing, so pick every other this. One.
It you, does say Waymo. It's got a giant W and
W.
Says
he
Waymo.
Finds another W on the page. It's a tiny, tiny W. It's yeah. So that looks like a stand-up train car. I mean, it really does have, like a subway car. It has a lot of curves to it. It's like a very small bus. There's even places to stand. You can see the handholds. That's really neat. Oh my God. I don't know if it has a driver's position, but it does have a windshield wiper, which I don't know what you need that for. Don't ask
science!
Me.
Da, 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 da. Science! Well done. I didn't tip him off at all. Earlier, though, I tipped him off when we did the
it's a rain.
Yeah,
man.
I gotta
Hallelujah.
Have this to properly promote men's contributions in the household.
What are those again?
Don't.
Everything.
Our stock's way up. Leave it. Back to the nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
A study found monkeys prefer watching videos of their friends over videos of strangers.
Oh.
Meanwhile, researchers in Zambia found chimps use blades of grass as fashion accessories. They like to shove long blades of grass in their ears. And they like to sit on them.
And where the sun don't shine.
Yep.
Just like, please notice this area.
It's for no apparent reason. They just let them dangle there, much like accessorizing your outfit if you were human.
Mm.
You hang stuff off yourself to prettify.
Oh, prettify.
Prettify.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you look pretty with that thing where the sun don't shine. That's a good look. Do you remember when some guy was found passed out on somebody else's porch and there was like a whole bouquet of flowers where the sun don't shine?
I don't. Experts say it shows that like humans, other animals also copy seemingly pointless behaviors.
Yeah. Like it's pointless to put a flower where the sun don't shine. I don't know why anyone would do that. But apparently... the monkeys like it.
I do think if you know how to properly accessorize, it looks fantastic.
Oh my God. Some people are just amazing.
Really good at it. Like
people with real style. You know what? To those of you out there who've put a whole thing together and you do all this girly stuff and dudes too, you got it all going on and you get yourself all fantastic. Good for you. Have a great Friday. And for the rest of us, also have a great Friday. It's going to be a lot more relaxing for us.
In paper airplane news.
Oh, there's news about paper airplanes.
Yeah. A study looked at what would happen if you threw a paper airplane from the space station.
Okay. It would float there.
They say it would burn up on reentry.
If it would even reenter, I mean.
No, they say it would burn up on reentry.
Okay, we'll go with that. Burn up on reentry. Doesn't seem like the astronauts on the space station are weightless or anything. Just float forever.
In child rearing news.
Yes.
A study found that if you can't get your baby to stop crying, it's not your fault. some kids are just born fussier than others.
That's it. That is definitely
that
true.
Is true.
It's not your fault. You just got a crappy baby.
Colic is real. I don't even know. They say that might be a tummy thing or whatever it is, but boy, my first kid cried, and I have a picture to this day. In fact, that was I saved it in a special spot and was like, here's your birth control. This screaming, wailing, her head, it's like it opened up.
It's like a Pac-Man.
You're like, yes! Mm-hmm. Mouth wide open, bright red, yep. Just wailing. And there I am like, I'll give you $5.
Right.
I'll give you milk.
Yep.
I'll take you for a walk. What's it going to take? Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, you know, because she does have some intestinal gut stuff. And I wonder if she just really had terrible gas pains. And they just don't have anything. They don't know how to cope with anything. And they can't explain themselves.
Right. So they just wail.
It's got to love them and get through it.
In pet news.
Oh, pet news. What about them?
Most cats prefer sleeping on their left side.
I'm going to check that out.
We've never known why, but a new study analyzed 408 YouTube videos and found it might be a survival thing. It lets them see better out of their left eye because their body doesn't block their field of vision as much. And that's important because their left eye is controlled by the right hemisphere of the... Okay.
We sounds should probably
go to text.
All right, let's play the... Oh, we're going to go to text. Okay.
Yeah. You want to go to big game? Ready?
You've got a couple things that you've been saying.
925 says, my daughter had colic for the first 7 months, and I used to rock and just cry with her. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's been... find me a mother who hasn't also been crying when the baby's crying. What have I done?
Oh, there it is. We're done.
Okay,
we're done.
Fantastic.
Here.
That was great. I got to do my crying mother thing. Bob goes into this game with a point. We're playing How Old Is That Guy? Happy Friday, everybody. How old is Lisa Rinna? She's a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, but she was Taylor on Melrose Place. Do you even know who Lisa Rinna is?
Yes.
Lips.
Total surgery victim.
Okay, what do you think? Bob, I'm going to make you go first because you were actually leading.
65.
What do you think, Ben?
I'm going to say 66.
What about you, Maddie?
I'll do 64.
Well, she is 62. That is a point for Maddie, is on the show. How about the Octomom, Nadia Suleiman? How old is the Octomom today? And I believe this is Vinny, you're first.
How old is Nadia Suleiman, the Octomom? I'm going to say she is 50.
Okay. Maddie?
49.
And Bob?
51.
She is 50. That's two points. 2 points for Vincenzo.
In
the lead. Currently in the lead. How about our best new artist winner at the 2018 Grammys, Alessia Cara?
Wait, what? Sorry, I was fighting with Bob over there.
I'm aware. Best new artist winner at the 2018 Grammys, Alessia Cara.
Oh, okay.
How old is Alessia? And I believe Maddie's first.
I'm going to say she's 26.
26. What do you think, Bob?
32.
30.
She is 29. That's another point for Vincenzo.
He's unstoppable.
He is unstoppable. How about Giorgio Armani? Fashion mogul. The 80s wouldn't have been the same without him. And all the blow we were doing, that would have also been different. Giorgio Armani.
Is it me?
It is. Actually, I think it's Bob. I was looking at the point total, but you did get 2 points on yours.
All right.
How old's Giorgio?
73.
What do you think, Ben?
81.
What do you think, Maddie?
82.
He is 91. But it doesn't matter. That's not enough points for you by a score of 1 point for Bob, the one she came into the game with. 2 points for Maddie and 3 points for Vinny. You're ending on a high note, Vincenzo.
Oh, I won. Oh, my gosh.
Send all those kisses off into the weekend. Goodbye. Keep it here all day because this is it. This really is your last chance to win some wonderful Lady Gaga tickets. Mason's got you all day. Jane's got you all day on the fives every hour until 6:05 this afternoon. tickets to Lady Gaga throughout the day. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the weather, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.